Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. There's a popular yarn among American history enthusiasts that George Washington, in the waning months of the Revolutionary War, was offered the crown of the fledgling nation by a group of American military officers fed up with an ineffective Congress. Historians even have Washington's strongly worded rejection letter to prove it. But a closer reading of original historical documents tells a different story. In this version, the widespread frustration of Army officers gets mixed up with the pro-monarchy daydreams of one foolhardy colonel. Washington still comes out a hero, but he was never really close to being a king. Let's set the scene. The British suffered a decisive defeat at Yorktown to American and French forces in 1781, resulting in the capture of 7,000 British troops and their leader, General Charles Cornwallis. The end of the war was finally near, but the beleaguered American army, under the command of Washington, was still considered on duty until the Treaty of Paris was signed in 1783. Back in those pre-Constitution days, the Articles of Confederation handed most power to the states, not the federal government. Congress had no power to tax, for example, which was a problem when it came to paying and equipping the army. Congress had to constantly request military funding from the states, which were often slow to pay up, if at all. With peace nearly won, the Army feared that Congress was going to stiff them on back pay. The officer corps were especially worried about their pensions, which they were promised would secure them financially for the rest of their lives. Could they trust Congress to keep its word and exact payment from the states? Among those Army officers sweating over their pension in 1782 was Colonel Lewis Nicola, a 65-year-old Irish-born military veteran who lent significant expertise to Washington's forces during the war. Nicola and Washington corresponded frequently, usually about Nicola's duties as a commander of the Invalid Corps, a garrison of injured soldiers who were still fit enough to serve. But Nicola's letter to Washington on May 22, 1782, was something completely different. In this now infamous missive, Nicola opened with a reminder of what would be at stake if the military wasn't properly compensated, namely the threat of open mutiny. Nicola wrote, "God forbid we should ever think of involving that country we have under your conduct and auspices, rescued from oppression, into a new scene of blood and confusion. But it cannot be expected we should forego claims on which our future subsistence and that of our families depend." Then Nicola moved on to what he called his scheme. He admitted to Washington that he wasn't a, quote, violent admirer of a Republican form of government, preferring instead a mixed form of government with elected representatives ruled by a benevolent monarch. And who better for such a leading role than Washington himself? Nicola wrote, "Some people have so connected the ideas of tyranny and monarchy as to find it very difficult to separate them. It may therefore be requisite to give the head of such a constitution as I propose some title apparently more moderate. But if all things were once adjusted, I believe strong arguments might be produced for admitting the title of king, which I conceive would be attended with some material advantages." Washington's response, dated the very same day, was withering. He wrote, "Be assured, sir, no occurrence in the course of the war has given me more painful sensations than your information of there being such ideas existing in the army as you have expressed, and I must view with abhorrence and reprehend with severity. I am much at a loss to conceive what part of my conduct could have given encouragement to an address which seems to me big with the greatest mischiefs that can befall my country. If I am not deceived in the knowledge of myself, you could not have found a person to whom your schemes are more disagreeable." Washington's rejection of an American monarchy was absolute, but was a single letter from a presumptuous colonel the equivalent of being offered the crown, as many believe. We spoke with Denver Brunsman, a history professor at George Washington University and scholar of the Revolutionary War and of Washington. He thinks it would be an exaggeration to say that Washington was ever seriously offered the title of king. He said, "Nicola was not someone who was in the position to do that, and I don't think he was part of any real large movement. That doesn't mean there weren't people who had those sentiments, and I think Nicola was representative of that. There were other individuals in the officer corps who were extremely frustrated with Congress and any hope for a possible solution." Brunsman continued, "What's most important is Washington's reaction to even the notion of being king. He shuts down any possibility. I think that's impressive and shows why Washington was able to garner the trust of the American people." Today's episode was written by Dave Ruse and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other trustworthy topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.